Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
And it's always a big privilege to chat to him, Angus himself. Good morning, Angus.
Good morning, Ruben. How are you?
No, I'm good, Angus. So I've got Sinead with me this morning, and she's keeping me on
good
my...
morning, Sinead.
She's keeping me on my toes, Angus.
I like Angus.
Yeah, no, but you need to be kept on your toes.
Yeah, yes. Angus, but I'm a very... I've calmed down a bit, Angus.
Have you?
No, not at all.
Well, Angus, are you well this morning?
Yes, I'm so excited, man. This is the big week for me, eh?
Yeah, I can just imagine it's a big week for you, and we're really excited about that. Firstly, Angus, I hear that you've also got load shedding there. I thought that Great Town, Darby, you're getting any load shedding, Angus.
No, ek het baie load shedding here,
Yeah, it's always a problem.
I'm practicing my Afrikaans. Is it all right?
It's going really well, Angus. I'm really impressed with that. Tell me, and then the last thing...
I get too technical now. Remember, ek is a boer, eh? You talk very carefully and simply to me.
Angus, did you go out for a run this morning?
No, I went on my bike. I've been on a 16K ride. I don't run anymore, Ruben. My knee packed up.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm on my bicycle now, but I'm back. I'm ready for you, and I've got lots to tell you, so don't waste my time now.
No, I'm not going to waste your time, Angus. We've got to get straight into it, so let's talk about that. So I think the effect of prayer, Angus, I think we saw it after the Bloom prayer meeting. The effect of prayer, let's just stand still there for a second.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, not only Bloom, eh? Also in Pretoria, you guys supported me so well there. And, of course, also at Mitchell's Plain. Remember, it started raining in the middle of the meeting. Mm. The only city in the whole world with no water, remember?
Yes.
Mm. And about 300,000 of us got together on those sand dunes. And in the poorest place, in the most violent place, and we prayed and it started raining in the middle of the meeting. You remember that?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we're coming very close to you now. We're coming to Krugersdorp.
Yes, indeed. And we can't wait for that, Angus. We can't wait for that because I think it's very, very important that we get to that.
Very important, Ruben. Now, Ruben, and this is not funny, eh? It makes me want to cry and I get very, very angry.
Yeah.
You know, the nickname for Krugersdorp is Devil's Dorp. Mm. Now, that is going to change on Saturday from Devil's Dorp to Jesus Dorp. It's going to be Jesus Dorp on Saturday. And I have never seen such enthusiasm in my life, Ruben.
Mm.
Ruben, I want to tell you a story. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, Angus.
And that young lady with you, what's her name?
Sinead, Angus. She's here.
Janae. How would I forget such a beautiful name? Janae, jy moet luister mooi nou.
Hard en duidelik, oom Angus, ek luister.
Oom Angus met praat nou. Okay. So, this is a commitment I'm talking about, Ruben.
Yes.
There's a young guy, you know him, because you've seen him on the platform. He's a professional trumpeter. He plays the trumpet.
Yes,
okay?
I remember.
So he works for the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Okay.
Yes.
He's a professional. He's one of the best trumpeters in the world, in my humble opinion.
Mm.
That man has taken 2 days off work in London, and the only way they would release him is he had to find another trumpeter to fill his spot.
Wow.
He's getting on the aeroplane. He's flying from Heathrow Airport to OR Tambo. We will collect him on Saturday morning. He's coming to the meeting. He will play before I speak, and he'll probably play after I speak. Then when he's finished, they're taking him back to OR Tambo Airport. He's flying back to London.
Yes.
And in the morning, on the Sunday, he will be playing at the London Philharmonic Orchestra. How's that for commitment?
That's it's incredible. But then what is the
significance? I've never heard of that before in my life, Ruben.
Yes. So what is the significance?
There's another guy there. His name is Yaku.
Yeah.
He's a real estate agent in Krugersdorp area. He has closed his business down for 2 months. He has made all his computers, all his phones, his office available for the Speak Jesus campaign. Now, that is commitment.
Absolutely. So, Angus, my question is, what is the significance of the trumpet playing coming through to this prayer meeting?
Okay. The significance is he believes that revival is coming to South Africa.
Hmm.
This man has emigrated from England to South Africa, and he's living in Pietermaritzburg. But he's a professional trumpeter, so he flies back and forth. He believes with all his heart. He just wants to be near us. He wants to see. He saw what God did in Bloemfontein. He saw what God did in Mitchell's plane, and he was playing on the platform in Pretoria. He is coming. There's another guy, the third story I want to tell you, and that's all I want to tell you about this. This guy has put up a cross on the field where we're going to have this event, and we can take as many people as come.
Wow.
The field is bigger than my whole farm.
Just
we've got an old worm, he's 79 years old with his old Massey Ferguson tractor. He's been leveling that ground out for about the last 3 weeks.
Wow.
It's quite, it brings tears to your eyes, Ruben, when you see the hunger that people have to see Jesus Christ elevated. We are going to speak Jesus. That is the name of this event, which my wife Jill gave me. She said to me, you must call it Speak Jesus. I thought it was beautiful.
Oh, wow.
This other guy is an engineer. Okay? So he's put up a cross, a huge steel cross, like the one in Pretoria, like the three in Bloemfontein. He put all of them up. He puts a concrete slab down. Ruben, this is not a farmer doing this. This is an engineer.
Sure.
Okay? They've taken a Bible, Ruben, and they have buried it in the concrete.
Oh, wow.
Now they have bolted this thing up. It is massive. It's like a five-story building. Okay? But he told me that they couldn't find steel because there was no steel around. There's one guy who's going to build himself a big house, and he had put steel aside for the structure. He's forfeited the house. He wants the cross to go up. He's put it up at his own expense. It is standing. You will see it on Saturday afternoon. Right in the middle of this field. I've never seen such commitment in my life. These guys are doing Zoom meetings till 11, 12 o'clock at night, planning everything.
Wow.
Planning the paramedics, the security, the transport. We've been given a helicopter to make sure there's no bottlenecks. The people coming from Pretoria, like you both, coming from Pretoria on the N14 will not get bottlenecked.
Yes.
People are coming. You know that they've got intercape buses coming from Cape Town, man?
Sure. Yeah, that's amazing.
Ruben, are you still there?
I'm still there. I'm still here. I'm still here.
You're getting a bit quiet, Ruben. But I'm going to put a bit more pressure on you now, Ruben. This guy's coming from Brisbane, Australia, for that afternoon.
Sure.
They're coming from Yorkshire, England. They are coming from Namibia just for that meeting. Now, where do you live, Ruben?
In Pretoria, I'm Angus, in Morletta Park.
Right. I won't say any more. Okay. But you know me, Rupert. You know me. This is my buddy. I'm not living your age anymore, and I'm still going for it.
Yeah.
You got no excuse, Rupert.
Exactly.
And that young lady that's giggling in the background, I can hear she's not my age, that's for sure.
Thank you, Uncle Angus. That is a huge compliment.
Listen, I want to ask you a question, Rupert. I want to ask you a question. How much do you love South Africa?
Oh, a lot. Very much.
Eh?
A lot.
And are you prepared to go the whole way?
All the way, Amangus.
Well, we're going to speak Jesus on Saturday. Mm. And I believe that a spirit of alcoholism, drug addiction, pornography, prostitution, a spirit of poverty is going to be broken in Jesus' name.
Yes, amen.
Why I'm so excited for this one, Ruben, as opposed to the others. The Lord has laid in my heart that people are in bondage, Ruben. Mm. People are battling with things like depression, hopelessness, stress, anxiety, fear. In Jesus' name, we're going to break those curses once and for all.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be laying hands on anybody. I won't be able to. There's too many people there. The Lord is going to do it.
Yes.
And we're going to watch what he's going to do. And I'm not stopping anything. Anybody listening to your program right now that is struggling with any kind of oppression, it might be a spirit of anger, unforgiveness, a lack of vision, backsliding. They need to be there. And God, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Heilige Geest, is going to set those people free. Amen?
Ja, amen.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharonika.
En ons selfs nou so lekker met om Angus Bucken, where he speak Jesus by eenkomst wat plaas met hierdie naweek. En om Angus, and I'm really excited about this. The other problem is, and I think there's so many things we spoke earlier about, the term and the documentary, yeah. Devil's Dorp. But there's also this whole thing with the illegal mining and so on taking place, and it's all rooted in the same thing, om Angus, isn't it?
Exactly. And you know, Ruben, it's funny that you mentioned that. You know, how it all started, I got a letter from a lady who calls herself a Bura Macy. Her name is Yolanda. She's also got horses, like I have, but she uses her horses for therapeutic work, you know, for people that are struggling with lots of problems. A horse is a very, very beautiful animal, and it quietens people down. She wrote me a letter, and she said to me in the letter three times, please, 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 Wim Angus, pray about coming to Krugersdorp. She said their young children are cutting themselves. Mm-mm. She spoke about all the bondages and the devil activity in that place. Okay? And then she told us obviously about the name. She told us about the lady that was instrumental in killing 11 people. I mean, it's terrible, man.
Yeah.
After I prayed about it, and we believe God told us to go there and to call it Speak Jesus, just after that, all hell broke loose in Krugersdorp. Remember those eight young women were raped?
Yes.
On the mine dumps, remember? Then straight after that, the Zama Zama squatters there got burnt out and people got shot and killed. Now, I don't believe the Lord did that at all. But what happened was it is spotlighted, highlighted Krugersdorp. Everybody in the world literally knows where Krugersdorp is.
Yes.
And that just happens to be where we're going this weekend. Isn't that incredible?
That's incredible. Oh, wow. It's incredible. So, Angus, where exactly will it be held?
Okay, so I'm not all that clued up because I'm down here in KZN.
Hmm.
But I know if you're coming from Pretoria on the N14, where the N14 meets the road that's going from Joburg to Potch, I know there's a huge shopping mall there. And by the way, they've given us their parking there. It's called something Cradle.
Stone Cradle, yes. Cradle Stone.
I'm sorry, but I can't tell you exactly. But I know one thing. The biggest poster I've ever seen in my life. I'm telling you, Reverend, I've seen a few of them, eh?
Yeah.
There's a poster they've put up there on a signboard on a concrete column, which is 20 meters long. And 5 meters high. Now, 5 meters is about a three-story building. Right?
Yes, sir.
And it's got their Speak Jesus. So you keep driving down the N14 until you see that thing, and then you'll be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what time, Angus, is the meeting taking place?
Well, the gates are opening at about 7 o'clock in the morning. Look, okay. There's no gates, eh?
Yes. Yeah.
And there's no fences.
Yeah.
And there's no tickets, and there's no collection. It is for free, but it's going to start. We've got beautiful bands. We've got three bands. One, Henry Pike.
Yes.
From Cape Town. We're flying him up with his whole band. There's seven of them. There's another two bands, local bands. There's also a choir that's full of singers from almost every country in Africa, from Ivory Coast to Ghana, Nigeria, Tanzania, Zambia. It's a Bible college.
Sure.
There's about 100 of them are coming to sing. And I tell you what, Ruben, I've heard them sing. They sing beautifully. Back to the Bible college. Mm. It's two old folk that are running that Bible college. The guy's name is Shai Mulder, and his wife is Elriza. They are 80 years young. He is a former general of the South African Defense Force. And they are coming in coaches, which have been supplied by Intercape buses. It's amazing what God's doing. They're coming from everywhere.
Unbelievable. And we are so excited about that, Angus. And it's taking place, it's of course the 24th, which is this weekend that is taking place on Saturday.
Yeah.
They're in Krugersdorp.
That's right. It's taking place on Heritage Day.
Yes.
Heritage Day. And I tell you what, Ruben, and I mean this, I don't even know if I'll get a chance to speak.
Yeah.
You know, Robert Murray McShane was a Scotsman, another Scotsman from Scotland, And God used him to start a revival. Now, that's a word you must ask me about just now. A revival in Dundee, Scotland, okay? And this is what he said. By the way, that young man died at the age of 29 years old, eh? Mission accomplished. He said, and I quote, "Rather than have been an instrument of the Lord, all I was an adoring spectator." Wow. And Reuben, I want to tell you, I reckon on Saturday, I don't even know if I'll get a chance to preach. And that's fine by me. That's fine. Because I know that God is going to send a myriad of angels onto that field. You know, it's already getting to the stage where people arrive there, they start to cry. Because the power of God, you see, some old Tony listening to your program, he says to me, she say, "No, I'll just stay at home and I'll pray at home." That's not the point. Jesus says, do not neglect the gathering of the brethren. Jesus says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Now, we had 1.4 million people in Bloemfontein. And that's why the presence of God was so strong. I'm believing again, that people are going to be healed on the field, physically, mentally, and spiritually. I believe that broken marriages are going to be restored.
Oh, yes.
I believe relationships between father and son, mother and daughter are going to be healed. I believe the spirit of racialism, not just white against black, but black against white, is going to be dealt with on that field. People are going to leave there free. Shackles are going to be left on that field. Amen. It's going to be a day of victory. But Reuben, we've got to make the effort, son.
Yes.
We've got to get there. And that's the most important thing.
Absolutely. Okay, so MarkSecurityCreateYourself.8 is this coming weekend, the 24th. And Angus, just lastly, we need to move on. But thank you so much, firstly, for your time. Just if people need more info, where can they get more info?
Right. Well, they can get info from the Angus app if they go to our app. Or to Angus Buchan, www.angusbuchan.co.za.
Okay.
But they don't have to get any more information. They have to bring a picnic basket.
Yeah.
They have to bring a hat like Angus wears and a camp chair. That's all they need.
Yes.
And Jesus will do the rest. Oh. Now, Reuben, I'll be looking for you. Don't let me down, boy. Otherwise, this will be the last time I will ever be speaking on Fruit FM. And I'll speak to your boss, who's coming, by the way,
yes,
with the whole team from Cape Town. And I'll make sure that you get promoted if you come.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to keep you to that, Angus. Trust me, I'm going to keep you to that.
Listen, before we move along,
because
I know you want to move along now. You're always in a rush, Reuben. As long as I've known you, you've always been in a rush. You're always rushing to a Mangus. I don't know why you always rush me so much. Now, listen to me. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for that young lady. What's her name again?
It's Sinead.
Sinead, talk to me, man. I haven't heard you say one thing. I've just heard you giggling in the background. Say something.
Oh, Uncle Angus, I would like to know what we can pray for you for Saturday.
Amen.
How we can pray for you.
I tell you what, I want to see you there, and I'll give you a groot druk. Okay.
Thanks, I'm Angus.
So, Father, I want to thank you for Reuben. I want to thank you for Janae. I want to thank you for Groot FM, and I really mean this from my heart. I want to thank you for a radio station that loves Jesus Christ and also loves people. And I pray, Lord, that you, because only you can do it, will bring here living revival, ufuselelo, to this country of ours, because we need it, Lord, now more than ever before. And we pray, Lord, that you will visit us on Saturday at Speak Jesus in Krugersdorp. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Angus, and all the best for this weekend. And we're really looking forward for the testimonies that have arrived from there.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Reuben.
Thank you, Angus.
Thank you, Janae. God bless you.
Lack it up. Likewise. Bye-bye.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.